This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on two-day visit to Vientiane in Laos from today. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Secretary East in Ministry of External Affairs, Jaydeep Majumdar said during the Mr. visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and 19th East Asia Summit. Mr. Majumdar informed that this will be the Prime Minister's 10th attendance at ASEAN-India Summit. He said Prime Minister Modi is travelling to Vientiane at the invitation of Prime Minister of Laos, Somdet Sisulu. Mr. Majumdar said Prime Minister Modi, along with other heads of states in government of ASEAN countries, will review the progress of relation between India and ASEAN. Renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata passed away in Mumbai yesterday at the age of 86. He had been undergoing treatment at private hospital and was in critical condition. N. Chandrasekhan, chairman of Tata Sons, confirmed Mr. Tata's passing in a statement. Mr. Tata joined the Tata Group in 1962 after serving in various companies. He was appointed director in charge of National Radio and Electronics Company Limited in 1971. He was the chairman of Tata Sons, the holding company of Tata Group, from 1991 till his retirement on December 28, 2012. On December 29, 2012, Mr. Tata was confirmed with honorary title of Chairman Emeritus of Tata Sons, Tata Industries, Tata Motors, Tata Steel and Tata Chemicals. One of the India's most respected business leader, Mr. Tata served as Chairman of Tata Sons for two decades. He was deeply involved in philanthropy through Tata Trust and was honored with numerous awards, including Padma Bhushan and Padma Vibhushan. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have expressed distress over the demise of Padma Vibhushan and Padma Bhushan recipient and industrialist Ratan Tata. In a social media post, the President said that with the demise of businessman Ratan Tata, India has lost an icon who blended corporate growth with nation-building and excellence with ethics. President Murmu added that businessman Ratan Tata took forward the great Tata legacy and gave it more impressive global presence. In his condolence message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that he is deeply painted by the passing away of industrialist Ratan Tata. Mr. Dhankar said that Mr. Tata was a stirring figure of Indian industries whose contribution towards building a self-reliant Bharat will be forever an inspiration to entrepreneurs in India and beyond. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also expressed grief over the demise of industrialist Ratan Tata. In social media posts, the Prime Minister said that he is deeply pained by businessman Ratan Tata's passing away, recalling his interaction with Ratan Tata, Mr. Modi said that his perspective was very enriched. He added, Mr. Tata has passion toward dreaming big and giving back to the society. Dignitaries from various fields are mourning to the passing of business tycoon and philanthropist Ratan Tata. Union Home Minister Amit Shah shared his grief, acknowledging Mr. Tata selflessly dedicated his life to development of India. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde in his post highlighted Mr. Tata's remarkable and long tenure, admiring his strong decision-making and mental strength. He also announced that Mr. Tata's last rite will be performed with full state honours. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fernandes in his expose stated that with Mr. Tata's passing, the world has lost the epitome of humanity, generosity and integrity. The first phase of Second Army Commander Conference for the year 2024 will be organized in hybrid mode at Gangtok in Sikkim from today. The two-day conference will serve as forum for senior commanders to review current operational preparedness, deliberate on critical strategies and outline future directives. The National Investigation Agency said yesterday that it has arrested a key accused in Hizab-ut-Tahrir case from Puducherry. The agency said they had arrested Faizul Rahman, identified as Naqib, who is the state chief of HUT from Puducherry. It is said that HUT activist Hasim Hussain, along with others, has conspired Chennai to spread secessionist ideology promoting anti-national view of HUT. And that is the end of this news bulletin.